Yes, it happened. All right, guys. So we can officially begin once we hear her lovely voice. Welcome to the October LHON Live conference call. This is Maria Johnson. I'm your host for the night. I also have my other co-hosts on who are not hosting but always join the call. We have Jessica Loomer.
Hi, guys.
And Andy Marks.
Hey, y'all.
And we do this call every month, the first Wednesday of every month. And we have guests, we have great conversation, we ask questions, we give answers. But along those lines, some things we don't talk about are clinical trials, treatments, cures, you know, of any kind, traditional or homeopathic, anything of that, down those lines that are to do with medicine or science. We don't get into because we're not professionals on that, and we don't always have the answers, nor do we want to give answers that are incorrect. So if anyone starts to bring up any of those topics because they didn't hear this little part of the call, I will be letting them know we won't talk about that. So with that said, this call is for all of you who are on, and it is a time for us to all get together to hear each other's voices, which is always nice, to hear people from all around the world, as many as people that can call in. And it's just one more way for us to connect besides Facebook and Messenger and texting and individual phone calls, that we can get together once a month and hear everyone's lovely voice. So what I'm going to do is I am going to introduce our guests. And then I'm going to mute the call so that we have a quiet, you know, the background is quiet so that we can have a good conversation with our guests. Let me introduce. We have a mother and son from Canada and from Ottawa. Am I right? Is it Ottawa?
Ottawa area,
area. We'll say area. we have Jennifer and her son, Ethan. And Ethan was recently affected and just diagnosed or got his diagnosis on September 5th. So fairly new into the whole community. But what they did is they, you know, got some information about the Canadian conference, and they said, we're going. And they did attend the first annual LHON conference in Canada. So we do want to hear their experience there and what that was like for them and some of the highlights that they experienced and what they got out of it. So I'm going to go ahead and mute the call right now so that we can have this, you know, a silent background. And then Ethan and Jennifer, in about 5 seconds, I'm going to need you to press *7 so that you both can unmute your line, okay? So 1 second, I'm going to mute the call.
The conference has been muted.
Okay, Jennifer and Ethan, you *7, so you just the two of you come in. And let me know
Hi,
when
Maria.
You're here.
I'm here.
This is it. Yay. Okay, Ethan, let's go. Come on, you can do it.
Hello?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yay. All right, great. So now it's just the three of us. And for the other folks that are on the line, don't worry. You will have time to ask questions or make comments of anything that you want to after we're done with speaking with Ethan and Jennifer. So don't panic. Anyway, thank you again for agreeing to be on our call. I know things are really, really new for you both and your family. And I was excited that you were willing to come on and be so honest and candid about what you've been through just in the last few months. So I'm going to start with Ethan. Is that okay, Ethan?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. So, Ethan, why don't you start back, you know, from your perspective? I think I might have mentioned that you're 15, just turned 15 not too long ago. And why don't you take us back to what did you start to notice that something was going on with your vision, and how did that begin? And tell us from your perspective what that was like and where you are, you know, right now.
Okay. So I'd say I know, like, exact date, actually. October 22nd of last year, so 2017, I was sitting in French class one day, writing notes down off the board, doing my thing, like, a normal everyday of school. Had recently started grade 9, so it was all kind of scary. Same school as grade 7 and 8, though, so junior high and high school were attached. So not too big of a change, but still, whole new world. And I randomly look up after writing something down on my piece of paper, and I can no longer read the note that was written down on the smart board. And so I'm freaking out a little bit in my head here because I just can't see the board anymore. And I don't know how I'm supposed to finish the work. I don't know what's going on. I close my one eye, and I notice, oh, I can read it again. Close the other eye, and it's like, oh, can't read it. So I learned that it was only in the right eye at first. I go to my next class. My teacher in that class kind of looks at my eye after I tell her. She's like opening it up wide, examining the inside to see if like I got something in it. She kind of deduced totally unprofessionally that I probably had a migraine. And I'm like, but my head doesn't hurt. And so I text my mom, hey, I'm kind of freaking out here. I can't really see properly. And so I can only imagine that my mom starts freaking out after receiving a text like that. She ends up coming and getting me from school, I'm pretty sure. And then I end up spending the next day at home just kind of chilling out. We went and got some eye drops from the local pharmacy just to, like, try and flush out my eyes. I relaxed for a bit just to see if it was maybe something to do with a cold or some kind of sickness or something. And then after a day, I was like, this isn't changed at all. So we go to the emergency room in my local hospital in the town that we lived in, and they say, like, do any hard drugs, go through this list of different hardcore drugs, and I'm like, no, I don't know what's going on, man. Like, I'm a normal kid. And they come to the conclusion of, we're going to send you off to CHEO. And so next day I get driven off to CHEO. They berate me.
What's CHEO?
Oh, Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. Sorry.
Okay.
Americans don't know that.
Got it.
It's like the big hospital in Ottawa for children. And so they send me over there, and I get berated with different eye tests. They have really no idea. I probably spent a good 4.5 to 5 hours there. And they end up saying, this just happens sometimes. It'll probably be gone in 2 weeks. Stay off your phone and don't look at screens for a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, okay. Chilled out on that for a bit. And then months go by of just having to kind of struggle through school as they do nothing to help, basically, because they have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what's going on. I have no real medical proof at that point that I have something. And then finally, in December, they admitted me to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario and gave me the diagnosis of, we think you probably have MS. And so that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
And spent about 3 weeks in there doing more tests, bunch of crazy steroid treatments, things like that, the whole nine yards for somebody with MS. And so that was very freaky. They turned me into basically a zombie for a while. And I ended up coming out of there, and they said, we have no idea. You're just going to have to deal with this. And by that point, my vision had moved from just affecting my right eye to also affecting my left eye now, the two large blind spots in the middle. And I had no idea what was going on, and I just had to kind of face the world. And eventually, me and my mom couldn't just accept this limbo of not knowing what it was. And so we're like, there's got to be something else. There's got to be something else. And so they were first on a geneticist. They say, maybe it's LHON, but probably not. They take a blood sample. I have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. They finally call us to book an appointment. We then have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. End up getting on a cancellation list. And I found out on September 5th that it was Leber's. And so that's how I wound up figuring out about it.
Well, wow, you know, that is a lot, and that is a lot. You know, the misdiagnosis, the we're going to put you here, and the worst part of it is you're just going to have to deal with this. We don't know what's wrong with you, or don't look at your phone, because I think a lot of people probably assume, oh, he's a kid. He's on his phone 24/7, you know, and his eye strain or something. So, you know, it's, we've heard all kinds of stories similar, you know, but everyone's different. And, you know, so so it's been almost a year since this all started, right?
Yep. Getting close to that year deadline.
Yeah. Well, that had to be pretty scary, especially when the second eye started to go. I mean, that had to be scary.
Yeah, I really was just kind of rolling with the punches at that point, and I'm like, they're probably going to fix it. Trust the doctors.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were the right people at that point.
Well, and you do. You think they're going to figure this out. They're going to give me some eye drops or a shot, and I'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
yeah. So you were still managing school this whole time?
Yeah, and I really had, like, no accommodations at school at that point. I had, like, the odd teacher that would print things out on, they called it ledger paper, so it was bigger than a regular 11.5 by 9 sheet of paper. But other than that, there was nothing. Like, I didn't even have a magnifying glass to read it with. I just kind of had to close the one eye because my left eye was still better at that point, look kind of above the page, bring it up as close to my face as I could. I ended up spending so many days where, like, my eyes would just start watering and running down my face, like, because they couldn't focus on the paper. That was probably one of the roughest parts of school.
Yeah. I mean, the eye strain alone.
It was a crazy time.
Yes, it is a crazy time. Now, you know, moving forward, and I'll get to you, Jennifer, in 2 seconds, because I want to get your whole perspective, is you now have started school, I take it probably September, right? Do you start school in September there? And now in the meantime, I imagine you have gotten some accommodations.
And my mom kind of accommodated for me ourselves. After I got out of the hospital, I was kind of just in this place where it's like, okay, you got to find your own way. We're kicking you out the door type thing. We don't know what's going on. So I started getting on YouTube because that was kind of the only thing that I knew how to do. I'm like, okay, I watch a lot of people on YouTube. There's got to be people who are blind on YouTube. So I started researching that kind of stuff, ended up finding this YouTube channel called The Blind Life, this guy with central vision loss as well, who reviewed all sorts of different technologies, that like assistive devices for blind people. I made this big laundry list of devices that I thought were cool out of all the hundreds of videos that I had watched from him. And I went up to my mom and was like, hey, I think these are cool, but like they've all got a pretty price tag on them. And we kind of, together, me, her, and my grandma came up with the idea of, hey, this GoFundMe site seems pretty cool. We posted up this GoFundMe campaign on the site and posted it all over our Facebooks. I posted it all over my Instagram, Snapchat, the whole nine yards. Ended up getting an article written in my local newspaper about it. So really spread some awareness about it and ended up raising over $17,000. Towards assistive devices.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing support right there, really.
Yeah. So that's how I accommodated.
So that's how you were able to purchase some things that you needed pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was definitely very nice, especially since the school had made this plan for all these devices that they recommended, and nothing was there. They had said that they ordered them, but, you know, slow as all can be.
Sure. Yeah, you know, we've heard a lot of stories about schools, and, you know, some are amazing and just literally have everything. And then other ones, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle. And it sounded like by you looking up YouTube, I know Sam and of Blind Life, and he was one of the first videos I found as well. And I was like, hey, this guy has central vision loss. Hey, and he was talking about how it's hard to plug things in. I'm like, yeah, it is. You know, so he's really come a long way, and his videos are great. So
Yeah. Good
for you getting on and researching yourself. Obviously still, you know, not really knowing what's going on, but you knew I've got to do something about this, which is awesome. So it sounds like you have a great attitude, and, you know, it is what it is. And I want to get your feedback on the conference as well, but I'm going to bring this over to your mom, Jennifer. And, Jennifer, can you give me your side of, as a mom, that you get that phone call from Ethan going, yeah, there's something wrong with my vision. You need to, yeah, I think I need to come home and take it from there and, fill in any of the gaps and how frustrating and just want to pull your hair out when they say, we don't know what's wrong, he's just going to have to deal with it. I mean, I just can't imagine as a mom. I'd be like, no, no.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having us, of course. But, yeah, so I remember it vividly as well, like that day sitting at work getting that text message. And, of course, you know, he's 14. He's just started school. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're freaking out. Like, really? As if you can't see, like, out of nowhere, nothing happened. It almost seems surreal. And I had actually initially called an eye doctor because it was his eyes. And they as well didn't seem to see an emergency situation. They're like, okay, well, if there's no pain, they're like, don't worry. Like, these things do happen. I had a few doctors tell me these things happen. And sometimes it's a bit of blurred vision and, you know, it'll go away. And I'm one who always believed the doctors, you know, you kind of put them on a pedestal sometimes. And they said, well, no, you know, we can book you in, but it'll be almost 2 weeks. I'm like, 2 weeks? Like, you know, this kid is perfectly healthy. This doesn't seem right at all. So yeah. It was like, pondered on it for that 12 hours, you know, next day. It's like, no, emergency it is. And, you know, you can tell as soon as you see doctors and they're like, everything looks fine. This is bizarre. And that's when they contacted the local children's hospital, which we felt very fortunate to be so close to, which is a great hospital, believe us. We're not saying anything bad about them. And they treated us fantastically. They really did. But they were stumped. They were completely stumped. And we did leave that first appointment with the ophthalmologist, who was great. I really adore him to no end. And, you know, he did say, like, his eyes look perfectly healthy. Like, we spent so many hours there because he just kept redoing tests. And it's not like he just sent us off with nothing. He sent us for a couple of tests. So Ethan had endured a couple of tests from October till December. And it was the MRI that brought us back in for them to admit us right then and there. They sent us right from the ophthalmologist follow-up appointment straight to a neurologist. And that's when he looked at me and said, well, you know, we think it's probably MS. And like heart-stopping, stomach-dropping moment, right? Like, I'm like, excuse me, like, perfectly healthy, like, look at him go, boy. And I'm like, you're going to tell me he's got, like, this debilitating disease? Like, I don't think so. Like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their suggestion was, you know, let's admit him right now and administer treatment. And it went from, you know, a plethora of tests, of course, blood tests, you know, the lumbar puncture, which was awful. To, you know, and it went as far as, you know, plasmapheresis, which if anybody's unfamiliar, it's, you know, almost like a complete, like, blood transfusion. And let me tell you, as a mother, that is something that will haunt me forever. Watching him go through that a full 7 times, I will say.
Wow.
And it's a pretty excruciating ordeal, I would think, for anybody. And, yeah, that was a really rough one to watch. So to kind of leave the hospital, and just to say we got out, which, you know, we felt like we were going to be in there forever. It was the day before Christmas Eve, so it was like a moment for us, of course, to get out, but, you know, got out, and then we're like, we're kind of like sent off with nothing. You know, they gave him some steroids on a prescription, a wean off dosage, which we're like, okay, we know this is doing nothing because you plowed his poor little body while we were in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, we've got to try. And then we did. We went for a couple of follow-ups again. Everybody was great, but we just kept getting clueless looks. I'm like, this is not okay. And I will say, Mom, I'm not a Googler of anything medical. It's in no way my background or knowledge. So, I, you know, you don't want to have the I should have, would have, right? But I didn't do that. I did not do that at all. And I waited and I hoped and I left it to the professionals. And, you know, it did take that long, unfortunately. So, you know, and that GoFundMe story, I will say, did a whole lot more than just raise some funds for him and get him that help that he needed. It showed him that there's support out there that you don't realize is there. And actually, by putting his full giant story of kind of what he had been through, was when they sent us off for this LA joint diagnosis, which we were still in limbo about, and we were really told, I really don't think this is it, but it's the only thing we can think it might be. So we were kind of sitting back going, yeah, maybe, but it was our last piece of information medically, and that's how lovely, dear, sweet Kevin found us. Because of that GoFundMe story, which it just, you know, everything sometimes happens for a reason, so it was so perfect.
Wow, yeah.
So it was all very scary, but to watch him come out of the hospital and thrive, in a sense, on being who he was and, you know, gaining information and then just kind of following through. So we really had no idea what was to come, whether his vision was going to come back or not, but you don't just sit around and wait, so... That's what we knew how to do. Let's research what's going to help you in your everyday. And that's the route we took. And then it just, you know, took months of, you know, just living every day until we got our diagnosis, and which was really only a couple of weeks ago here.
Yeah, it was.
And here we are.
Here you are on the
here we are.
Conference call.
I know.
It's been, it's kind of, in a way, a whirlwind here, because you, it was diagnosis and then conference. And now I know you're on the call. And I mean, just by listening to the both of you, I have a feeling you're going to be big contributors and supporters in the community just
Absolutely.
From, you know, what you've said. Yeah. And now that brings us up to, you mentioned Kevin had reached out and said, hey, we're having a conference. Why don't you come? So you guys said, all right, we're going to go. I mean, so a lot of people could have said, no, we can't deal with that right now. It's too much. But I'm a big proponent on knowledge is power. And, you know, you guys went, we're going.
Well, you know what? I will say, though, to be honest, at first when Kevin reached out, I did say, wow, like, you're amazing, and how really truly amazed I was at just the fact that this complete stranger was reaching out to us. But I was also like, oh, hold up a little bit. I'm not sure I want to dive into a world that might not be ours, because the doctor seems so hesitant that this is what he actually had. But it was another one of those, this is the last straw, this is our last, ooh, I've heard that so many times, that I wasn't sure that we should go. And I did tell Kevin, actually, I was like, you know what, I'm going to hang on until I know. And I was so stressed out about it, and the fact that I'm like, I don't want to miss this opportunity. So I was waiting until that last minute. Like, I was even, you know, trying to pull files early because it was too long before they were willing to give me the results. Nobody would do it on the phone. I was like this desperate little, you know, person trying to find out. But, you know, the moment I, like, you know, we were sitting in the parking lot of the hospital that I sent Kevin a message, like, hey, am I still good? I'm coming. And, of course, he immediately was like, yes, of course, right away. So,
but, man, Kevin was a real determined dude. We got message after message after message. Hey, did you guys get your diagnosis yet? Hey, what's the story like? Oh, everyday type thing.
But it wasn't even just the offering of the conference. You know, he had, his initial message even was just, you know, offerings of other information too. So it was, you know, it was a lovely outreach for sure.
Oh, and you know, that is something that it's almost like paying it forward, if you will. You know, when you have some folks that are new in, you know, or possibly coming into the community, or just, you know, just diagnosed, you know, there is that hunger, like, tell me everything you know about LHON, because we know nothing. And or we know, you know, very little, right? Like, what is this all about? Where is this going to go? How am I going to do this? And all of that. And you know, and then you decide to go to the conference where probably a lot of those questions got answered, or you kind of derived it from, like, look at all these people who are here who have LHON. And so leading right into that, let's see. Okay, we'll go back to Ethan. Ethan, so you guys get to the conference, and so can you tell me, why don't you tell me this, a couple of quick highlights of what you got out of the conference. You know, it can be the get-together, it can be doctors, it could be anything. So why don't you tell me a couple of highlights that you really enjoyed?
Okay, I definitely say my favorite part of it was the meet and greet the day before, where I just got to meet so many great people who I noticed, oh my God, I'm not alone for once, because I was the only really like visually impaired, and only visually impaired is my issue in like my school, because there was one who kind of was visually impaired, but he was like had special needs in other ways as well. So me and him didn't connect on the same level. Like I'm perfectly sound of mind, but I just can't see so well. And I'm meeting all these other people who I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are all like me. And they didn't treat me like I was a teenager, like I was a 15-year-old, like, rebel type thing. They treated me like I was a person, right? Like, and it was so nice just to meet all these people, hear their stories, tell my story. And it just gave me, like, that extra little bit of hope and the feeling of I was part of a family of people with LHON. That was definitely a great experience. I deeply enjoyed the doctor's panel, just learning about the science behind it, because science is honestly, like, one of my favorite things in the universe.
Oh, cool.
But so just learning about why it happened, how it happened, like, that it's affecting the mitochondria and blah, 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 like, the whole breakdown of it, that was really intriguing to me, because that's just kind of how my brain works. And then I'd say I brought these new eyes glasses that I have. They're like, they're kind of like eSight, like a, but better, like a form of digital glasses for people who are visually impaired. I brought them to the conference. I got to show them to so many people that were there and just tell them about them, tell them about different assistive devices that I've gotten, tell them about different things that I've checked out, and just to share knowledge and hear their experiences. That was really cool to me.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, there's a really different kind of connection with folks when you meet them in the LHN community. Don't you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And everything you just said is exactly what folks say from the U.S. conference when we have our meet and greets, and they're, you know, these are, there's new folks coming in. It's exactly how they feel. And it's, you're coming into like a family. You almost feel like, you just feel like you're almost, you know, at a family reunion. I mean, that sounds corny, but kind of, right? Yeah. Well,
true though.
It doesn't because we can't wait for the next one for that feeling, because we only went to one yet, right? So we need the reunion.
I know. We've all said before, we wish it was like four times a year, you know, just to get together. But Jennifer, so can you do the same? Can you let me know what were some of the highlights that, you know, you found from the conference, both, you know, maybe the social and the day of the conference?
Yeah, of course. So, again, yeah, it was Kevin who reached us about it. And, you know, we were fully willing as soon as we knew this was, you know, what our path was going to be. And as soon as we did that, of course, you can tell how tight-knit this community is. Because as soon as we did that, that's when Lissa, who we all know is super amazing, had reached out to me as well to make sure I had the information I needed as a mom. So that alone, even just this community being so close and, you know, willing to support each other and help out, you know, before I was even at the conference, I was, you know, arranging to have my, you know, referral to Dr. Karanja just to make sure that everything was aligned, and I was able to have everything kind of set up by the time I was able to shake his hand, which was just in a matter of days. So with her assistance, you know, and everybody else. So that was great. And then, you know, being able to register last minute, you know, being still completely welcomed with it. And then showing up, and it was, like you said, in the sense that it was still our first one, but it felt like, wow, I feel like I kind of know these people already. And, you know, I couldn't do enough to thank everybody who was willing to, you know, bring us in and support us like that, and to see Ethan, you know, be embraced like that by strangers, but people who truly connected and could understand. That was a really, really amazing thing. And it's something that, you know, we know is just there for us for the future, and it's something we didn't have before. And it's so rare and, you know, to us, something we had never knew a single thing about, right? That, of course, it was extremely informative. But if more than just the information that we took away from it was the fact of the community and the people who are getting together. And I was very excited to learn from the doctors and the other people who were there. But I loved the portion of the event where everybody got up and gave their stories a whole lot more than I expected. a whole lot more. So that I thought was great, and it was something that was like, wow, that's the piece of all of this that we're really missing, is just the fact that other people have gone through something this intense. You know, I know Ethan's story is different from everybody's, but it's so interesting to hear everybody else's take on it and what they actually had to go through to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this conference was just kind of the beginning for us as well, but it was really well presented. You know, it was well put on. It was in a great location. I have no criticism by any means. It was great. If nothing else, Ethan and I said, wow, I wish the social could have been a full day just to really, you know, get to know the people in that sense. Like, it was great. The information was great. Everything we took away from it. Couldn't say enough.
Awesome.
And we lucked out the fact that, you know, we had our diagnosis only 10 days prior, but it just so happened to be around the corner from our house in a sense, too. So,
yeah
we really lucked out all the way around.
Amazing
experience. So anybody who's never been, like, I couldn't say enough, absolutely. Even just to know that you're a part of something that's a little bit bigger than you realize.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love hearing that you love the panel. That's always a favorite at the U.S. conference, and to hear different people's stories, which a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but they're all different, if you get what I'm saying. You know, people say, oh, I went through blood tests, spinal tap, you know, MRIs, blah, blah, blah. Yep, pretty much everybody. So, and, you know, sent away with, we don't know what's wrong with you. And people saying, no, we're not going to do that. But you can imagine how many people probably get sent off with, oh, you have optic neuritis, or you have this or that. We don't know anything else. So bye-bye. And never get diagnosed with LHON. It probably happens a lot more than it should. So, and until you can find a doctor that's like, you know, let's just try this DNA. I mean, even for me, I was older and they're like, probably not that, but I'm going to test you for it anyway. But it's probably not that. So, like you, Ethan, I'm like, well, it's probably not that, but they'll figure it out and they'll give me a pill and I'll be fine. And and then you get the paper and then you're like, okay, yeah, I am. It is that. And I think it's you know, as Lissa does spread the awareness and education that more and more doctors need to know, it could be this. No matter if you're 14 or 50 or whatever, male or female, it could be that. And, you know, a lot of folks just don't know about it, or they think, yeah, but you're not in the range. You're not in the older males. And I was like an older female. So, you know, they kind of dismiss it. Or if you're younger, they think it's psychological, or, you know, it's drama. It's a teenager. She looks too much at her phone, you know, on the computer all the time, you know, these kids. Well, you know, that's unfortunate, because that's not the case. But then you, Jennifer, and you're starting to question, like, maybe it is that. I don't know. You know, it's confusing. So good for you for pushing through and being strong. I'm sure it will, you know, I have not been in your position. I've been in Ethan's position. But, you know, you have to be strong and advocate for yourself. And by not taking, you know, we don't know what it is for an answer, is, you know, the beginning of really finding out what's wrong, which is exactly, you know, what you did. And then being able to go to the conference, you guys are well ahead of so many people who don't have the opportunities to get to a conference as quickly, or, you know, are being strung out with, you know, we don't know what's wrong, go to this doctor, go to that doctor. So thank you so much for sharing, the both of you, your experience at the conference and the diagnosis journey. I call it the medical mystery tour. And coming to it. Of course,
good analogy.
Yeah, it's a medical mystery tour. And, you know, nobody wants to have it, but, you know, if it is, it is what it is. And I've said to people, it sounds weird, but, you know, I'm kind of glad I don't have glaucoma or macular degeneration or something like that, because there's bajillions of people with that. You know, we kind of have a rare condition, which makes us a more tight-knit community, like you said. And I just think the support is so much easier to find, because we're so tight. And we have so many great people who are willing to help, because it's, you know, it's just such a rare thing. And the community, it may be large, but the core of it is smaller, and to find that core is like finding gold. So, so glad that you guys found, or let's say, let's, you know, off kudos to Kevin for finding you, but, I'm so glad that you're here and part of the community. And, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to unmute and I'm going to see if anyone would like to, we're going to start up some conversations. And if you have questions or comments for Ethan or Jennifer, please do. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Hopefully there's not going to be too much background noise. So we'll see how it goes here. So hold on.
The conference has been unmuted.
Okay, we're unmuted. So this is now where we open up the floor, guys. And if anyone has any questions or comments for Ethan or Jennifer, this is the time. So feel free to speak up.
Hey, Ethan and Jennifer, nice job. I was sitting here, still amazes me. You know, I've had L.A. Joanne, did I say who I was? It was Wayne. I've had L.A. Joanne for 39 years. And, you know, I was sitting here.
Sorry, I'm on a teleconference.
And hearing you talk about the spinal tap, you know, I had spinal tap, you know, the it was MS and all that, and here 40 years later, just about the same thing is going through. But I was smiling the whole time listening to you talk about the conference. My first conference was in 2015, and it was the same thing. I'm all about the conference. I'm all about the meet and greet. And it's great here to talk about everybody treating you like a person and meeting people with the same thing, you know, that you have. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it really was. It was so great. And I feel like we're so lucky that my diagnosis was so close to the first Canadian conference and that it was so close to us. It was like the planets were just aligning in my path for once. Like, I'd been dealt these mostly terrible cards, but then it finally, like, just lined up, and I really felt like it was a wonderful experience.
That's so great.
What were some
That's
of the
great.
Other things you bought with the $17,000?
So I had, I got those New Eyes glasses. They were probably the biggest piece in the suite. They're close to $9,000. I got a tablet digital magnifier called a Looky 10, which I use every day in school for, like, putting over top of my papers, for looking at the board. I use the New Eyes for things like reading things that are far away. I brought them to the conference to see all the far away, like, the board that they had their slideshow presentation on to watch the people talking. They're kind of like binoculars, but digitalized. They can also, like, read things, all sorts of stuff like that. I bought a CCTV from Ocelec, like one of the big ones that has a screen mounted on the front of it.
Yeah.
I bought a whole suite of magnifying glasses, things like that. Mom, anything to add?
Your laptop.
Okay. Yeah, I bought a new laptop.
Hold on. Hold that right there, Ethan. Okay, so
yeah. This
I'm jumping in because somebody is doing something while they're on the phone.
Okay.
So somebody is literally, like, taking out the trash.
Or doing dishes.
Or you're doing dishes, or you're shutting a door or a cabinet. Okay, now it's quiet, so if you just stopped doing what you were doing, it was you.
And if you are doing that, feel free to mute yourself and continue doing whatever you're doing. We want you to stay on the call, obviously, but if you press star 6 or press the mute button on your phone, then at least as long as you're doing that activity, and then come back and ask any questions you'd like.
Push slide on the door panel in.
Okay, so whoever that was, if you just heard Andy, if you could press star 6 on your phone, please. Okay, so I don't want to have to mute the entire call, but we might have to, and people will have to unmute themselves if they'd like to say something. Let's see if it dies down, okay, because they obviously don't understand or can't hear us. All right, and you got one more, Ethan, you got one more piece of equipment. I think you said a laptop.
Yeah, I got a laptop and a copy of ZoomText, the, like, digital magnification and reader software for said laptop, which was really nice because the school took forever to get me a computer I could actually properly use. So I got to use that to do my schoolwork and all that kind of stuff, which really increased my productivity and ability to actually do in school how I normally do, because I'm a really good student. I really care about education and learning new information and things like that. But whenever you simply just can't do the schoolwork, it's really hard to actually gain anything out of it and to put forth your best effort. So that was incredibly helpful.
You know, it sounds like you picked the perfect tools, honestly. MUI sounds incredible. I've seen articles and things about that. But obviously, magnification, you know, is our friend, right? And and a lot of folks use Zoom Text. So, you know, that's perfect. And it really is. A lot of folks use that. Anyone else want to speak up and have any comments?
This is Chris Herbst in southeastern Pennsylvania. I just got to say, you're really an impressive kid. You are, with what you've been dealt, I got to say, you are inspiring. And no one in this group takes that word lightly. I just, the way you have adapted to this new journey you're on and have tackled school, I just admire you, and gotta say that. And I hope you could come to the U.S. conference in Washington next year, because I know this group really well, and I know we would all like to meet you. So it's at the end of June. And each year, and every other year it's in Washington, D.C., and this coming year it's going to be in Washington, D.C. So I don't know if you're able to do that, but we sure would like to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really kind of you. We can definitely try.
I think that would be... I think you would enjoy it, and there you would meet lots of new friends that would become your second family. I know how much it was a highlight of your trip to meet all these new people, and in Washington there would be tons and tons more.
I'll definitely try and get there then, right, Mom?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I second that.
Honestly, we really are totally all about embracing this new world we're in. So as much as we can partake in, believe us, we certainly will.
Well, good. We look forward to that.
Yes, absolutely.
This is Lisa from Winnipeg, Canada. Finally, some Canadians on the call. Wonderful. First of all, Ethan, you blew me away. You are so mature beyond your years. The way you're handling this at 15 years old, 16 years old, it's amazing. And Chris said it. It's inspiring. You're very positive, and I think that is a fabulous attitude to have. And you're very fortunate that you had the conference come into place for you at the time. I have been affected for 15 years, and I went through all the exact same tests as you did and was told the same thing as you. I'm not 15. I'm much older than 15. But if you do the math, I'm not 30 either. So, but anyways, it doesn't matter how old you are. You said it perfectly, that the meet and greet is a place for you to say, wow, I'm not alone. There's actually others out there just like me. And you can feel comfortable. Jennifer, I'd like to address you as a mom. I think it's amazing what you've done for your son to support him. I have a mom that supported me way back when and still continues to do so. I've attended almost all of the U.S. conferences except for the very first one because I didn't know about it. And unfortunately wasn't able to attend the Canadian one because I was seeing Maroon 5, my hero out of the Sorry, guys. That took first precedence.
We can pass on this one.
But I do say that the conferences is where you actually get to meet your family, another part of your family, people that understand and can appreciate how you feel, and you can pick up that phone anytime, and they're there for you. Even as a mom, you know, you're a carrier. Even you want to call somebody and just say, is this normal, how I should be feeling? I think it's amazing how things have fell into place for you, and I think that's fantastic, and I wish that would happen for more people, so that they can find out the knowledge and what is actually out there at the beginning. And as Wayne said, and Chris has said, and Maria and everybody else that are regulars at the conferences in the U.S., it is a must. So Ethan, start saving your money. Do a GoFundMe if you need to, or do whatever, because it is an experience and something that you will remember for the rest of your life, and it's a very, very special bond that you create with these people. So I wish you guys best of luck, and we're only a province away, so feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than willing to assist in any way or talk to either one of you if I can help in any way.
Thank you so much, Lisa. That was perfect. That was beautifully put. Absolutely. Thank you.
And I look forward to meeting you both as well, you know, whether it be the Canadian conference or U.S. conference.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. That was very kind, and we'll definitely have to try our hardest to attend the next U.S. conference, or if not that one, the one after that. I really can't wait to meet more people, as many as I can.
Yep, more. The more you know, the better.
Excuse me, Ethan?
Yes.
Sounds like you could teach me a thing or two about technology. And I heard you, if I was listening, you said you had an interest in science?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a different journey than you had. I've had it for 38 years. I'm Chris's little brother, but I'm not so little anymore. I'm a little up there for having 38 years. As the other girl said, you can do the math. But no, you could probably teach me a thing or two, Ethan, and I have to listen to everybody in this conversation. I think I need to get to one of these conferences. And the reason I brought up science, I work for a pharmaceutical company and still around a lot of scientists, so we could tell you a couple of things too. But anyway, just a lot of respect for you after hearing the conversation. I concur with everybody else is saying.
Thank you very much. If you ever want to talk, I can give you my email, or I'm on Facebook. You can just search Ethan Cook. I'm in both the LHON Global Facebook page and the LHON Canada Facebook page. And if you search my name in there, you could find me, send me a Facebook Messenger. I can exchange emails, and we can chat any time, or I can give you my personal phone number. We can talk about assistive devices, science, whatever you please.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hey, Ethan, this is Wayne. I don't think you're in LHON to LHON, which is a closed group just for those who are affected, and there's about 350 of us in there. So I could add you to that if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, please. Definitely. I'm down for as many Facebook groups as there is.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, I actually added him, but you guys probably need to approve him the other day, so check it out. Check it out.
Okay.
I haven't been on Facebook in a few days just because I've been sick, so mostly sleeping, but I'm normally pretty active.
That's okay.
He was home from school today, but he was determined to make sure he was going to do this call.
He had to rest up to be on the call. Okay, I appreciate
it. He did.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the hour mark, but, you know, if anyone has anything else they want to say, I mean, I'm not going to just cut you off at the top of the hour. So, you know, again, feel free to speak up. If when there isn't any more, you know, conversation, I am going to stop the recording. So if you want to say something but you don't want to be on the recording, totally fine. You can hold any comments or questions till after I turn the recording off. So don't hang up if you still want to ask maybe some questions. You're just not sure you want to, you know, have it for the world to hear at another time.
Okay, I'll speak up.
Go ahead, whoever was that.
Oh, hi, it's Kathleen. I'm calling from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I spoke to this beautiful, special person that called me today, Estelle, because I spoke to her son on Monday, and I can't even talk right now because I feel like crying. So thank you, Jennifer and Ethan, for sharing your story. And my son was diagnosed with this on September 18th. He got the final call from London on September 18th. We were in London in August, and he had the genetic testing done because there's no testing in Thunder Bay. We haven't come to terms with everything yet. So I'm glad I did call in just to listen. Estelle, thank you. And when I'm stronger, I'll go on to Facebook. So thank you for sharing.
No.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Kathleen. This is definitely, we're just as new as you almost in that sense. This is Jennifer here. And absolutely, you've definitely come to the right place. You got me in tears here, too. But no, you've definitely come to the right place here. And this will make you stronger. So you find your moment of strength and you join those groups for sure. And it will be a good place for you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Kathleen.
I'm always here to talk. So is everyone else in the groups. So once you have the chance, everybody's loving and caring and down to share information and help you out anytime.
Thank you.
Kathleen, go
ahead, Maria.
Kathleen, it's Maria, the host. How old is your son, Kathleen, if you don't mind me asking?
26.
Okay, 26. Andy, go ahead. You were going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Kathleen, this is Andy. I'm a little older than his son. I get to claim to be in my 20s for a couple of months. But,
not too much longer.
Thanks. And so I just wanted to say, if you or your son want to talk to anyone ever, there are lots of people in this group. I'll go ahead and raise my hand here. And if he or you don't want to talk about this and want to talk about other things, a lot of us are willing to do that. Sometimes it's more fun to talk about some TV show or a book you enjoy or some class or something that's not at all related to this. And so if there's anything anyone here can do to talk about what's going on with your son or something else, just let us know.
Thank you.
Kathleen, it's Marie again, and I will say this, making this phone call to this call tonight is a huge first step. It really, really is, and I, you know, thank you for calling. You know, folks are afraid to call, but I think as you've experienced, you've heard a lot of voices tonight, and there, if you keep calling in, these voices are going to become your family and support, and the more, as people said, the more you know, the more people you know, it does get easier, but it does take time. And my advice is take as much time as you need. When you're ready to kind of just jump in, that's when you're ready. So take your time, and that's, don't let anyone say, you know, get over it or anything like that. Just take your time. And I'm repeating what they said, but it's when you get to know the folks in this group and know what people are doing and accomplishing and how they're living their lives and married and dads and moms, and it'll come to a point where you're like, nothing to worry about. But that will take time. That will take time. But I'm so glad that you called, Kathleen. I really, really am. And, you know, it'll all sink in, and you'll just absorb things for a while. And, I mean, I don't have an affected child. My sister's gone through it with her son, and listening to Jennifer, it's a lot to soak in, and it just takes time.
Maria, this is Pat from Winnipeg. Lisa just started, maybe 2 months back, a group on Facebook for moms of affected children.
That's right, yes.
Kathleen might be interested in that.
You're right. Thank you, Pat. Yes, there is a group, Moms of Affected Children, and I suppose that can be found on Facebook, obviously, by searching for it. Obviously, it's not a group I'm in, so... But again, as Ethan was saying, I want to be in as many groups as possible, and it's very, very true. All the groups are great. They're very different, and they serve different purposes. So, but it's, you know, it's really up to everyone's individual choice whether they want to join or not, and when the time's right, you know, obviously. But thank you, Pat, because that's perfect. Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Maria, this is Lisa. One thing I wanted to mention is having had the opportunity to both attend all the conferences in the U.S. as well as this event in Ottawa, I just want to just make sure everyone realizes it was an amazing event overall. There were, I don't know if folks imagine or can understand, there were like 120 people there. I mean, it was as fully attended as any of the events we've had in the U.S. It was amazing. It was awesome. I mean, total shout out to the crew in Canada who put this all together. The content was amazing. I don't know if John Knox is still on the call, but John's had the experience of, you know, being at the U.S. conferences and at the Ottawa one. I don't know if he can observe sort of similarities and differences, but to me, it was amazing. Just, I don't know. It was big and bold and beautiful and wonderful, and I don't know if Kevin's on the call and might have a minute to talk about future plans. I don't know if you're on the call, Kevin. And since he's not, because the crew in Canada is already starting to plan the next conference in Canada. Kevin posted about it in the global group last night, I think, or maybe he put it in the Canada group. I'm not at home, so I'm not 100% on top of it. But there's going to be a vision research conference taking place in Vancouver next April, and so the crew in Canada has been starting to lock down some, you know, interesting science folks like Valerio Corelli, probably Dr. Sadoun, Dr. Kranja, Dr. Claire Sheldon. So they're going to have a lot of really good LHON science folks in Vancouver in April. We're imagining, you know, that some of the crew from the eastern part of Canada will have heard this call and want to come out to Vancouver, but maybe not. It's a trek. We get it. But I'm hoping that a lot of folks on the west coast of the U.S., you know, will head up and get your passports in order and make a plan to come on up, because this, you know, the event was fabulous in Ottawa, and the Vancouver one's going to be fabulous. And someone said at the beginning that they wished that there was more time for social, and there's talk about how maybe the plan is to do an opening meet and greet Friday night, and to do a full day conference Saturday, and then work on some social events Sunday and really make a weekend out of it. So a weekend event in Vancouver in the springtime, you know, with friends from the U.S. and Canada all together. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I was talking with the Canadian crew yesterday, and they were having all kinds of creative ideas on how to maybe make the format different than how we've done some of the other conferences, try out new ideas, maybe do breakout sessions if we find a space that accommodates it, maybe have smaller group conversations, things we haven't been able to do in other settings. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really exciting. So if people, and you know, both events will be great. So, you know, if anyone can, has an interest in being in Vancouver the weekend of April 26, 7, 8, it should be a lot of fun. So hope to see a lot of people from in all of North America, anywhere in the world. Everyone's welcome, as always. And it won't be like pure Canadian content. It's going to be LHON content, which, like we said, it transcends boundaries. So just wanted to mention that.
Good. Hi, Lisa. John Knox here. I am on the line. And my wife and I and daughter did attend in Ottawa. And so the first similarity is I'm not sure which place was hotter, Nashville or Ottawa. It was a real heat wave while we were there. I think I heard around 120, 130 people were actually registered. And I think the number was around 40 people, if I'm not mistaken, who are affected. But a great doctor panel. I had not heard Dr. Sadoun speak before in person, just on recordings of previous U.S. LHON conferences. So that was wonderful. And he gave up a talk that even I could understand as a layperson. So pretty interesting stuff. And the conference ended on a wonderful note. I'm not sure when the recordings will be available, but the last speaker of the day, a fellow named Mark Wafer, who is a well-known proponent of hiring people generally with disabilities in Canada, just gave a really inspiring talk. It was just a great note to finish the day. When those recordings are available, I'm sure it'll go out on the Facebook page, both in Canada, probably on the U.S. page as well, so people can choose which recordings to listen. A very well-organized and just a great inaugural LHON Canada conference. So thanks to Kevin, Estelle, Alistair, the whole team of people who put that together in about a 9 or 10 month period.
Great. Thank you, John. That was great comparison, just those little items. That's perfect. Thank you. Is there anyone else that has any, again, last comments or questions before I turn off the recording? Anyone want to speak up? Then I'm going to go ahead.
I'd like to just thank you. Hello?
Yes.
No, I just want to thank you for these resources. I wish these existed 38 years ago, and I think it's fantastic, the support. And, you know, it's just, I'm just really impressed. You know, I don't know. I just want to thank everybody for their input. It's very beneficial, and I thank you. That's all.
Oh, that's very, very nice. Thank you. And I agree with you. I feel fortunate to have been affected 5 years ago and to have all these resources that I am able to take advantage of as someone who has not been affected as long as many folks. So, good. Thank you for the comment. All right. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And like I said, we'll stay on the line for anyone who still would like to talk. Jennifer and Ethan, I know it's getting late, but if you don't mind staying on just a few more minutes in case anyone has anything.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Perfect. All right. Well, this was the October LHON Live call, and thank you again. I know I've said it already, but thank you to Jennifer and Ethan. I think we all adore Ethan at this point. Jennifer, you've done a great job with this guy. And Jennifer, thank you for showing the strength and determination, what it takes to be a mom/parent that has to go through, you know, something that no parent wants to go through. So thank you for being so open and telling us about, you know, your perspective as well. The next conference call will be the first Wednesday of November. And
it's
as usual, thank you. Somebody else has the date. It's the 7th. And, the 7th. Would that be? It's the 7th. Okay.
She's right.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, thank you. It's the 7th, and it'll be the same time, same place, your home. And this will be the 5 p.m. and the 8 p.m. And
it's actually the four-year anniversary of the first time we had a Canadian guest speaker, for those of you who want to represent Canada well.
Oh, right. right. Lisa McGregor was our first Canadian guest. Yes, she was. She was. Well, many moons ago. But here we are. We're bringing in
many,
Canadians
many.
Again.
Hey.
Anyway, she was really young then, but anyway.
I still am.
So please, of course we'll be promoting it on Facebook and letting you know when the call is, and we'll have another guest, we'll have another story, and of course plenty of time for conversation and comments and asking anything that you might want to talk about. So I'm going to turn off the recording, and again, thanks to everyone who called in, because we appreciate you too. We wouldn't have this call unless you guys called it in, or it wouldn't be half as fun. So let me stop the recording 1 second.
You want me to ask something?